today's gospel, our Lord tells us some very important matters in regards to the purchase of the kingdom of God. First, he says, it is hidden or like a pearl. That is, one must go searching for it. One must dig deep into their soul and to determine whether they have found the truth and following it and follow it. And once it is found, whether we use the treasure or the pearl, it is very clear that it is bought and purchased with a great price. That is, we must rid ourselves of all the dross of our sin and give to the Lord all that we have received from him. That is, all our faculties of mind and body we must give to the Lord in order to purchase this great treasure or this pearl of great price, because the treasure is Christ and the pearl is Christ. And indeed, also, as many of the doctors and fathers have pointed out, it can either be related directly to Christ or to the Blessed Virgin Mary. For to find Mary is ultimately to find Christ, because the Blessed Virgin, as they point out and the teachings of the Church point out, once we have found Mary, we have found Christ, because it is her mission to give us none other than Christ himself. And so, whether we use this applied directly to our Lord or to Our Lady, we see again that mystery in which the two hearts, the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, are united. To find one is to find the other. For indeed, St. John was bequeathed the Immaculate Heart at the foot of the cross by the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so, this treasure and pearl of great price is none other than the two hearts united and offered for the salvation of souls. And that is precisely why we must pay a great price, because Christ and his mother first paid the greatest price for us, in which the Sacred Heart was immolated on Calvary and the Immaculate Heart was crushed by the sword of sorrow at the foot of our Lord's agony on Mount Calvary. And so they have done great things for us, and when we find them, we must do great things for them. And the greatest of all things is to again rid ourselves from all sin, but knowing that that cannot be done under our own power and our own strength. And so, ultimately, to purchase this great treasure or this pearl of great price, we must exercise constantly the virtue of humility, recognizing that no matter how many gifts we have, we can do nothing unless they are sanctified under the influence of grace. And so, in order to dig, we must literally, as St. Thomas points out, put our hands in the humus, that is, recognize that we are truly from dust, and to dust we shall return. And so the humble soul begins by recognizing they did not bring themselves into existence and had nothing to do with their creation. They were brought into existence by the love of Almighty God, and unless we return to that love, we cannot be happy for all eternity in heaven. And so let us strive each and every day of our lives to pay that price of humility, so that we never lose the great treasure or the pearl of great price, because they have done so much for us, sacrificing themselves entirely, who had no sin to repair for in their own of their own. For our Lord was like us in all things without sin, and we know that the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception tells us that the Blessed Virgin Mary was never tainted by the stain of sin. And so their suffering was pure sacrifice, because they had no defect and no fault to repair on their own. And so they did reparation for our faults, our failings, and our sins. And so let us strive to do reparation for them who first loved us, and because they loved us, we are able to begin the search for the treasure and the pearl of great price, which ultimately culminates in our salvation and reigning with all the angels and saints for all eternity in the bliss of heaven. And so let us strive always for that ultimate place that we are called to dwell as human creatures. For God created us for one thing and for one thing only, to be constantly united with him in this life, in order that we may enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.